USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Red is not a good look for Wall Street. Stocks have fallen. Investors fear a recession is looming. The retail sales report disappointed as well. The Dow has been down by more than 900 points at times today. NASDAQ down by 3%. The S&P 500 not much better. Just last week, Elon Musk said freedom of speech on Twitter even extends to the site that tracks his private jet. Today, not so much.
Twitter has suspended the Twitter site at Elon Jet, which is followed by about 500,000 people. It's run by a 20-year-old Florida college student and tracks Elon Musk's private plane around the world. The student's able to do that using public information from flight tracking websites.
That's Rich Johnson reporting. The clock is ticking for you to get your holiday package into the U.S. mail.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th. And for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
Parts of the Appalachians and the interior northeast are being hit with a mix of snow, sleet, freezing conditions. NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns says the storm isn't going away anytime soon.
This is day four of blizzard warnings. Blizzard warnings started Monday night for areas outside of Rapid City, and we're still under blizzard warnings throughout the day today.
The storm has already produced around a foot or more of snow in states like Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The snowfall in the Northeast may last through Saturday. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years, indicating the fight against inflation is not over despite some promising signs lately. Keeping with expectations, the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee voted to boost the overnight borrowing rate 0.5 percentage point, taking it to a targeted range between 4.25 and 4.5%. The increase broke a string of 4 straight 3/4 point hikes, the most aggressive policy moves since the early 1980s. Legislation prompted by Gabby Petito's murder is waiting for President Biden's signature. Parents of the New York native are backing the Help Find the Missing Act, which was approved by the Senate last week. The measure requires information on missing people to be entered into the FBI's internal database and then shared with the Department of Justice's public database. Adam Sandler being rewarded for his decades of work. The comedian and filmmaker will receive the 24th Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts on March 19th. Sandler has entertained audiences for over 3 decades. Sandler will receive the 1884 bronze portrait bust of Twain, sculpted by Carl Gerhardt. Current Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will be taking over as the new president of the NCAA on March 1st, following the end of his second term. The NCAA said Baker brings decades of experience. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.